This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Due to the violent nature of today's crimes, listener discretion is advised. Extreme caution is advised for listeners under 13. Today is Thursday, April 16th, 2020. On this day in 1996, James Patterson Smith walked into a police station in Manchester claiming that his teenage girlfriend drowned in the bathtub. Subsequent investigations showed that the death was far from an accident. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Parcast original. Today we're covering James Smith's brutal murder of Kelly Ann Bates. Let's go back to April 16th, 1996, as the police in Manchester go about their business, unaware of the unspeakable crime they will soon uncover. A man stepped into Gorton Police Station. He had long hair and spectacles, but was otherwise an unremarkable-looking person, seemingly nearing middle age. His voice was steady as he spoke to the attending officer. His name was James Patterson Smith, and he was there to report a horrible accident. He explained to the officers that earlier in the day, he had an argument with his girlfriend, Kellyanne, and had shoved her head under the water in her bath. When she resurfaced, he discovered that she wasn't breathing. Smith claimed that she often pretended to be unconscious to toy with him, but after checking, he realized this was no act. He was unable to resuscitate her. He said, "I've killed her. I know I have." Police officers immediately departed for Mr. Smith's house. The sight that greeted them within Mr. Smith's Gorton residence was like nothing any of them had ever seen. Kelly Ann Bates had indeed been drowned, but it seemed that Mr. Smith had left out a few key details about the state he had left his girlfriend in. They found Kellyanne's body in the upstairs bedroom of Mr. Smith's house. She was emaciated and horrifically mutilated. She'd been stabbed, scalped, beaten, burned, hobbled, had her hands crushed, and both of her eyes gouged out. Forensics identified 150 separate injuries all over her body. On top of that, her emaciated frame showed that she had been starving. Kellyanne's blood was found in every room of Smith's house. It appeared that James Smith had been systematically torturing her for almost a month. James Patterson Smith was immediately arrested for the murder of Kellyanne Bates. The facts of the case were already proving to be extremely distressing, from the gruesome mutilation of the victim to the 30-year age gap between Smith and 17-year-old Kellyanne. Everything the police found in Smith's house painted the picture of a man who had groomed and then imprisoned a teenager for his own sadistic purposes. When they informed Kellyanne's parents of the tragedy, the family confirmed that their daughter had been distant since she moved in with Smith in November of 1995. She'd quit her job in December, and since then, contact had been sparse. The last message they received from her was through a greeting card for their anniversary in March of 1996, 1 month before the discovery of her body. The card was not in Kellyanne's handwriting. They buried her May 17th, 1996, 1 day before what would have been her 18th birthday. James Patterson Smith would go to trial in November of 1997. Though he claimed to be innocent of torturing his girlfriend, one of the arresting officers quoted him as saying, sometime during the initial investigation, "I know I'm going away. I know there is no point. I'm going to get found out anyway." We'll discuss the history of James Smith's abusive behavior after this.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Now, back to the story. On April 16th, 1996, 48-year-old James Patterson Smith walked into Gorton Police Station in Manchester and confessed to accidentally drowning his 17-year-old girlfriend, Kelly Ann Bates. When police entered his house, however, they were horrified to discover not an accidentally drowned woman, but evidence of unimaginable abuse. Kellyanne Bates had been brutally tortured for up to a month before her demise, her body showing signs of every possible form of mutilation. Smith was arrested on the spot and charged with her murder. At the trial, prosecutors dug into Smith's history with domestic violence. A divorced man, he'd recently been in a relationship with a woman named Tina Watson, who he beat throughout their two-year relationship from 1980 to 1982. Later in 1982, he was seeing a 15-year-old who he attempted to drown. Then, in 1993, he met Kellyanne Bates, who was babysitting his friend's child. She was 14. Tommy and Margaret Bates wouldn't learn about their daughter's boyfriend for 2 years until she introduced them over the phone. They had no idea that the man their daughter was seeing was almost their age. He introduced himself to them as Dave Smith and said that he was 38. Kellyanne moved in with him after graduating from school at age 17. After that, her parents started seeing bruises appear on her face. During one visit, Margaret recalled seeing Kellyanne with a black bruise covering almost half of her face. Then they stopped seeing her at all. The forensic pathologist who examined Kellyanne Bates' body said on the stand that he had never seen such a horrifically mangled body, one with so many wounds of such varying age. It was abundantly clear Kelly was subjected to unimaginable torture while living with Smith. Smith's defense was that Kellyanne taunted him into hurting her and that he didn't do anything to her that she didn't ask him to do. The prosecutor claimed that her pain would have been intense, quote, to the point of mental breakdown and collapse. On November 19, 1997, James Patterson Smith was found guilty of murder. He was given a sentence of 20 years to life. Due to the upsetting nature of Kelly's injuries, all members of the jury were offered counseling after the trial. All of them accepted. Margaret Bates later claimed that when she heard a minimum of 20 years, she, quote, wanted to stand up and say, "Don't worry, Jimmy, I'll wait." As far as we know, James Patterson Smith, now 73 years old, is still in prison. 1 month from this Saturday would have been Kellyanne Bates's 42nd birthday. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. Today in True Crime was created by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound design by Dick Schroeder, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, and Freddie Beckley. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Robert Teamstra, with writing assistance by Abigail Cannon. I'm Vanessa Richardson.